Blog Talk Radio.
Kyrie Bill, welcome to the Jasar's Love Show. My name is Isaiah. I have the privilege of introducing the host. You know her. She's my favorite person. Will you please join me in welcoming my grandmother, Mama Jahi?
Well, thank you. Jambo, Karibu, yes, welcome. What a wonderful, wonderful welcome for my grandson. And it's always so fitting because that's just one expression of love. Welcome to the Jasar's Love Show. And, yes, it is Friday evening, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, and I'm just so excited to be able to be on the airwaves with you. And I just want to ask you to go ahead and tweet and send out Facebook messages and emails to your friends and people you care about because, again, it is the Jasar's Love Show, and I'm here to share with you this evening. And I'm on Home-Based Business 101, and this is a different platform. My evening platform is all about love. I want to take the time to thank the 31,298 listeners who have been supportive of this particular platform, which is Home-Based Business 101, and this particular show that's really kind of new. It's only been around for the beginning of the year, and that is the Jasar's Love Show. Well, you know, this just happened to be about love. I want to continue sharing with you my views, experiences, and expressions of love. This show is designed to help all of us stop and take a look at ourselves and inside of ourselves to see if we are treating ourselves, our universe, all of nature, other people, in a loving manner. Also being willing to make changes to be more loving, patient, caring, and respectful of each other. And I'm going to stop there just for a moment because that is something that we're just going to have to be willing to do. We live in such a fast-paced society with so many distractions. And I've caught a couple of glimpses of some TV shows and commercials and cartoons. And from what I've seen lately, there's not a lot of love being expressed in those shows. There are a lot of shows that have everyone walking around with their hands on their hips, moving their head back and forth, doing the Z formation, and getting very impatient with each other, a lot of yelling and screaming, a lot of four- and five-letter words that are not very kind to say to each other. And it's almost as if it's a deliberate act to disrespect and to berate each other. Women to women, women to men, women to the mothers and wives to their children and their husbands, as if this is trying to project it as if it's normal and okay, like everyone has so much on their chest, so much anger, they just feel as though it's okay to let it just rip, just let all the anger come out. And, you know, when you really think about it, I think if some of us were to stop and look at how that really looks, really listen and think about how that really sounds. And if some of the people on television would kind of look and see, you know, is that really where you want to go with that? I mean, you're doing it for the money. That's the only way you can get out and express yourself is to have a part that portrays just being out of control. Is it really worth it? Can you look back 20, 30 years later and say, you know, well, I did that act and I'm proud of it because I was acting like a really out of control, uncaring, disrespectful person, disrespectful to myself? Now, for me, the answer would be no. I don't know what the answer is going to be for those people because that's a choice, a decision that they're going to have to make and how it's going to relate to their children in real life, the ones that are not on screen with them. It's something that they're going to have to deal with. But when I look and think about how I want to live my life, I would like to not have that in my life. I enjoy peace and I enjoy tranquility. And, of course, every day is not going to be like that. But if I can control the area that which I'm involved in and the people that I interact with, then I can at least make sure that's what I present and be around as many people that is what they present and that is the way they like to live their life also. But it really has to do with being willing to make changes, to be more loving, patient, caring, respectful for each other. It does have to do with your spirituality, whether you call the creator of everything God, whatever name you want to call that entity. With God as your companion, you will live in light of faith, with hope and fortitude, with true patience and perseverance all the days of your life. You will never be alone, never fear anyone or anything, for you will find your security in God. There are a lot of different prayers out here that can help a person if they choose to slow down. Sometimes come to a total halt so that you can feel your existence on this earth. And I know that some people that may be listening may be going through something really rough in life. But a lot of times you don't have, or we're not taking the time to see how things are affecting us. We're just reacting. And somehow in all that's happening, we have to stop right in the middle of it, even while it's going on, and get in the inside of ourselves and figure out how do we want to react to this. How can we turn it around and have a positive reaction to things? We'll find a way to get ourselves out of a situation that may not be very positive. And right then and there, it has to do with respecting and caring for yourself. And I think about the word umoja, which is unity in Kiswahili. And when I go around the track, I like to get out and I run, and I'm thinking, I want to have unity, but before I could have it with anyone else, I have to have it within myself and with my Creator. Unity. Be at peace with that. So that makes it easy for me to appreciate the soil that I'm running on and the grass that I'm running on and the pretty flowers that I'm running by and the insects that are out there and the beautiful birds, because I'm becoming more and more and more in touch with nature and the universe. Don't get upset when it's raining or snowing or whatever, because it's all a part of nature. It's all a part of the flow of things. Find a way to enjoy every part of it. Now, I must admit, to the free icy roads, that can be hard to kind of get used to. So, you know, I stay home. I stay inside. I try to get where I have to go or cancel things. I'm one with nature. That means to me that says stop. You do not do anything else. Or like in Monopoly, stop. Do not go. Do not pass go. Do not go any further. But a lot of us, we go against nature, so we get in our cars, so we go halfway across town, or we get outside of our door. We know that it's slippery and icy outside, and we go zoop, flip down the steps, and then we're mad at the world because the ice is out there, and it was out there because of nature, because of weather, and we knew it was out there, but we don't want to make some changes so that we don't have to put ourselves through unnecessary hardships and hassles because we want to have it our way. So, you know, again, it's just respecting everything in yourself and learning the balance of life, learning the balance of things, being willing to make changes to be more loving, patient, caring, and respectful of each other and everything in between in nature. So I just wanted to, again, go over that and just say that and share that with you. Just have you kind of take your time and let your mind kind of set on that a little bit. Most of the time, we don't let our minds set on anything because we're too busy with chatter in our brains. We're too busy talking. We are too busy with our minds totally filled with music. And some of it is fine. There is some of the most beautiful music out there, but there's a population out here that's not listening to anything that's beautiful. And you need to stop and think about, what am I listening to? What is it saying? Is it healthy? How is it affecting the way that I express myself and the way that other people treat me? That's something to really think about. If you have music that's teaching violence, do you feel yourself agitated? Do you see yourself saying things? You know, is it something to think about? It really is something to think about. And that's all I'm asking people to do. All I'm saying, just something to think about. Taking a moment or two for introspective thinking. And, you know, it's an interesting thing when you think about thinking. When you stop and you say to yourself, am I thinking about anything? Am I thinking my way through life? Am I taking the time to think about what I'm about to do? Do I just jump on out in the street? Do I just cross the 8-lane highway without even thinking about it? Or do I plan? Do I think? Do I think about it? I got to cross this big street and I have two small children by the hand. What's the safest way to do it? Some people don't. They just go do it and cause confusion, but they just go do what it is that they want to do. And that's what when we have to stop and we have to just think. Be more caring, respectful of each other. This is the beginning of Women's International Month, and I want to speak on the many loves I have as a woman. I am a woman, and as Sojourner Truth says, aren't I a woman? Aren't I a woman too? Look at my wrist. Look at my hands. Aren't I a woman? When I think about International Women's Month, I know we can think of the international women of the world, the Princess Di's, the Mother Teresa's, and so many more. But I want to start with my mother because for my world, she's my world. She's my mother and she's my world. And she just celebrated her 84th birthday, and I'm just so much loving her, and I'm so happy to be able to say that for the most part we've had a very loving relationship and I've enjoyed it. Of course, she's had to chastise me. Of course, we don't agree on every issue, even as I've become an adult and older. But she's always been loving. She's always shared her love, and that's very important. And she's just a loving, very loving person. And so I want the world to know about my mom, Mrs. Williams, and the fact that she's celebrated her 84th birthday, and the fact that there's somebody on this earth, me, and there's some other people, my brothers and sisters, who feel as though she is the woman for it, Women's International Month. She's been the baker, in some cases the butcher, and the candlestick maker in our house, along with my dad, but she's done a lot. You know, she's with him together, raised six of us, four boys, two young women, four young men now, and two women. And it's really nice. And she's got grandchildren and great-grands. Not a lot, but she's got a few. And she loves to hold all of them. She has been the babysitter for most of them, and it has been very rewarding. And they've all felt her love. Mrs. Williams' love. They've sat on her lap. They've leaned their head against her breast, and they've felt her love. They could hear her heartbeat. They've been nurtured, and pampers have been changed, and wiped down, and noses have been blown, and hair have been braided. And that's what love is, taking the time to spend with your grandchildren and your children. It's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. For the women out here who do enjoy spending time with their children and their grandchildren, I salute you. I'm glad that you're able to enjoy that part of the woman in you. I absolutely love it. I think it's just fantastic being able to enjoy the woman in me. For me, that's important. And I do realize there are women out here who do not care for children and don't even think about grandchildren. They don't want to be bothered with anybody's children. But that's them, and that's their choice. I'm not arguing with them, but I am most definitely relating to and understanding the women who really, really, really love being with their children and grandchildren. And my mother is one of those people, and she just got to celebrating her 84th birthday. And I think that's great. I think it's a wonderful thing. And we've done so many wonderful things together. I mean, you know, she was the person that took care of my hair when I was, you know, a little girl, you know, washed it and put mayonnaise in it and all the special things that we do from our culture and our heritage. And she's put mineral oil in it and just did all these different things that we had mother-girl day, mother and daughter day. And I just remember these things. And I remember, you know, getting in her shoes and going in her old pocketbooks and thinking that she was the most beautiful woman on the planet, my mother. That's how I feel about her. She is the most beautiful, special woman on the planet. She's the best cook that I've ever met on the planet. I've enjoyed everything that my mother's ever cooked. I think back to her chicken noodle soup and her beef stews. Lord, have mercy. You talk about some delicious food. And her fried chicken and her potato salad. And her cakes and her pies and her cookies. She loves to bake cookies for Christmas. And I enjoy all of that. Her homemade spaghetti. Oh, if I could, I would have saved, bottled, put inside some type of time capsule her actual dishes of food. Not necessarily the recipes, because I can't seem to match whatever it is that she did. You know how it's done, people. A pinch of that, a pinch of this, you know. She cooks based on how she feels, how she sees and kind of smells and feels the textures of the food. And so she's my woman for Women's International Month. She exudes love and patience. There were six of us. There are six of us, and she's taken her time with all six of us. And we've done all kinds of crazy things, from coming into her kitchen and dumping a whole thing of flour on our head to locking her outside of the house when we were little children back in the day, trampling flour all through her house, knocking over a bucket of water and almost came through the floor. Oh, we have done it all. But through it all, she has persevered. And she's has been a loving wife. My father's no longer with us, but she was a loving wife. And that's something to be noted. A loving wife. She's up early in the morning fixing my dad something for breakfast. And I don't know all the ins and outs of what went on. I just remember the color of the lamp light in their bedroom. And I remember her seeing him off in the morning as he went to work at SK Quality Meat up in Baltimore, Maryland. Every day. Leaving the house around 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning. And then us children having to get up somewhere between 6:30 and 7 to get ready for school. And whenever we had the chicken pox or any kind of little ailment, there she was, making sure we felt better. Never, and women, please listen to this here, mothers and grandmothers, never yelling and screaming and cursing us out. That's not what she did. She expressed tender love. Now, I know people out here got this thing called tough love, but there's a difference in tender love, tough love, and insanity. Notice I said tender love, tough love, and insanity. You know, let's face it, when you're yelling and screaming with your hands on your hips, you're not being really loving. Who do you think loves to hear and see that? Now, some people do grow up and they get very used to it, but that's not healthy. It's imbalanced. It's not loving. And I think that, you know, we have to really kind of reevaluate. I won't say redefine, because I don't want people to change the definition of love to try to make it, oh, this is love in the 21st and 22nd century. Love is love. You can't change love, the definition of love, because then you have another word that you've created. And you're talking about something else. And we're talking about love. Respect, caring, cooperation, cooperatively wanting to do something together because you want to, harmonious, in balance, soft and gentle and patient and sometimes quiet, sometimes nudging, that type of love, lower the volume down kind of love, candlelight kind of love. Soothing love, making sure that your knee had been wiped off nicely kind of love. Not putting alcohol on the sore, but maybe putting peroxide or something that doesn't sting on the sore kind of love. Not yanking the hair out of the head when you comb the child's hair, but carefully taking your hand and untangling the hair and very gently, carefully parting it and finding little pieces at a time to comb through. Not perming the hair all up when you're 6 and 7 years old because you don't feel like doing her hair. And therefore, by the time the child's 8, 9, they don't have any hair, or they've got hair gel all splashed all over the place because you don't feel like being bothered. Patient kind of love. Not oodles and noodles because you don't feel like cooking, but take your time and get some nice noodles and a nice base for your soup and make it be loving because you took your time to do it, and you have to eliminate some other activities so that you can spend some time giving that kind of love. See, love takes time. It takes time to cook for your children and your family and your husband and for yourself. Stop being in a rush. Stop having all these other things to do. And take the time to be loving. There's so many things that we think we have to do, and then we're not taking a moment to pick up the phone to say, "Hello, Mom, I love you. Hello, daughter, I love you. Hi, Grandma, I love you. Hello, Aunt Edith Williams, I love you." It doesn't take a lot of time to do that. That's what love is. Even thinking about it. How many times do you walk into the dollar store, and see a pack of cards for a dollar that are blank inside or thank you cards, and you just pass it on by? You could get those cards and get a 44-cent stamp and send out cards of love. It's because it takes time for us to express these things. And that's why sometimes people don't do it, because they're in a rush, and they're in a rush because they're not in control of their life. And they're not in control of their life because they allow other things to control their life. And those things don't usually care 2 cents about you. So that's something to really think about. I'm going to take a moment for a station break. This is the Jasari's Love Show on the platform of Home Based Business 101. And again, we want to thank 31,298 listeners. I have put some things out on Facebook. And if you want to get in contact with me, just go to email me at jasarislove at Movements Unlimited, MoveMentsUnlimited. And the show is called It's All About Love. I only have a few minutes left. And make sure you listen out on Sundays for the Gospel of Home-Based Business. And in the evening, the Gail Walker Show, the New Yorker. And during the week, the Ruth Bradford Show. And I'm going to get back to my show now. Earlier today, I had on a wonderful young woman named Tiffany Tyson, who I can see being celebrated for Women's International Month for the work that she's doing as a mentor. So we do want to acknowledge our new and upcoming women that are out here. There's some other special women that I think I just want to acknowledge. I always acknowledge Harriet Tubman for her work in saving a whole race of people, as many as she could anyway. They say at least 300. Again, my favorite song, What the World Needs Now by Dionne Warwick and Burt Bacharach, it just says it all for me. It's all in the spirit of love. And I also have a special gift for those people who are listening. And, you know, whenever someone's giving you a gift, they're giving it out of love. And so, you know, for the listening audience, if you want that, just say, "I want the gift." Just email me at jasarislove at movementsunlimited.com and write, "It's all about love. Please tell me about my gift and leave your full name, and I will email you your gift and how to assess it." So, as you go through your day and you go through your week, excuse me, and you go through your month and you go through your year, take a minute, and whatever you're doing, just stop for a minute. Take a deep breath and just ask yourself, is what I'm doing a loving thing? Is what I'm about to do a loving thing? Did I get up this morning in a loving manner? Am I going someplace where there is some type of love? Or can I exude love, give off love while I'm there? And at the end of the day, did you have a loving day? Are you in a loving home or environment? What is it that you can do to make it more loving? I have my mother as a good role model for me to look at as being a loving person. And that's what I want to spend the day this evening with, just finishing out with Mrs. Edith Williams, just my mother. To me, she has been very, 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 very loving. And I've seen her be very loving to her mother, who unfortunately is no longer with us. She cared for her mother in her late, her mother was in her late 80s. And she made sure her mother was comfortable. And you kind of transfer that down through the years. I saw how she cared for her mother. And I may not care for mine the same way, take care of her, because my mother is up and going and she can get around okay. But I stay in communication with her every day. So with that said, keep in mind, it's all about love. This is Women's International Month. And next week I want to really give some information out about some of the women who've been special on the planet Earth. And again, I'm just thankful to the Creator for being here. I thank you for listening in. It's my time to go now. It's my time for so many good things also. Don't forget about your gift. Just want to thank you for listening in. And again, it's my time. It's your time. It can be all our time. It's always our time. When you think about it, it's all about love. Thank you, and hope to speak to you next week. Bye now.
We hope you enjoyed the Success Songs original composition. For music and words that create powerful moments in your day, go to successsongs.com and hear life from a higher vibration.